aircraft bomber, President Truman, at Marion, Ohio, 9 October 1952.
Now I give to you Mr. Paul Warren, candidate for Attorney General.
Paul Warren.
And now I have the pleasure of presenting Mr. John J. Gallagher, a candidate for State Treasurer. Mr. Gallagher, take it away. And now, none other and Joseph T. Ferguson, candidate for state auditor.
Come on, Joe.
Now another beloved gentleman of our state party, Charlie Sweeney, Secretary of State, or candidate for Secretary of State again. Charlie Sweeney. And now I take great pleasure in presenting to you our candidate for congressman from this 8th congressional district, Henry P. Drake.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States of America.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. I'm certainly very glad to be in this town today. You know, I've had a unique experience on this trip. Coming out here, I stopped in Canton, Ohio, which was the home of William McKinley. Today, I'm stopping here in Marion, which is the home of Warren G. Harding. You know, I've always thought, and I still think, that Warren Harding was more sinned against than sinning. There's a rumor around here that I'm out here on a political trip. Well, that's right. I'm out to help elect the Democratic ticket in November. You've had a look at your local state candidates. They all look very good to me. I'm very happy about the general ticket in Ohio. I know Mike DeSalle very well. He's done a wonderful job down at Washington. I hope you elect him senator. And Henry Drake here will make a wonderful congressman. And of course, I don't need to say anything about Frank Lauscher. You know him well enough that you're going to elect him governor again. But I am here particularly in interest of a national ticket. I'm very proud of our candidate for president, Adlai Stevenson. He has a fine record of public service in the civilian side of the federal and state government. He is beholden to no one for his nomination. And he does not have to have a lot of other people explaining how he stands on issues. John Sparkman, the vice presidential candidate, has a fine progressive record in the Senate. With these men, our country will be in safe hands. For nearly 2 weeks now, I've been going around the country explaining to the people some of the things that everybody ought to understand before Election Day. I've been pointing out that there's a fundamental difference between our two parties. The Democratic Party has always had a heart for the people. With us, the people come first. With the Republican, property comes first. The Republican Party is controlled by the big banks, big industry, and big lobbies who pay the party's bills and run the party to suit themselves. For 20 years, our government has been run by the Democratic Party, and that's been good for all the plain people everywhere. But if you let the Republicans take over, the little man had better look out. They tell me that when the Republican candidate for president was traveling around the Middle West, He had a sign on the back of his train which said, "Look ahead, neighbor." I don't know what that slogan was intended to mean, but I know what that sign ought to say. What that sign should say is, "Look out, neighbor." Because if the Republicans should win this election, you surely would have something to worry about. Do you have a job? Do you want to keep it? Get a better one? Well, look out, neighbors. The Republicans had about 14 million unemployed the last time they held office. Are you retired now? Drawing Social Security benefits, perhaps? Well, you better look out, neighbor. The Republicans opposed Social Security whenever they dared. And just last spring, two-thirds of the Republican congressmen tried to block your cost of living increase in insurance benefits. Do the farmers around here want a fair price for their crops and a decent living on the farm? Well, you better look out, neighbor. The Republicans are pretty critical of our Democratic farm program. They can't count on them to continue these, and you can't count on them to continue these programs. And they are the best the farmer has ever had. Do you want the people's government in Washington, an independent government that cannot be dictated to by any special interest? Well, you better look out, neighbor. The Republican candidate has been knuckling under to the special interest group right along. I want you to take warning. The Republican Party has a long record of opposition to the things you want and need. And the Republican candidate has shown in this campaign that he is not equipped to be a leader of this great nation. The Democratic Party has given this country good government for 20 years. These have been some of the most difficult years in our history. But our country has come through this period successfully. It is now the greatest and strongest republic the world has ever seen. I hope you will vote to keep it that way. These interests are your interests. You yourselves are responsible for the government of the United States because the Constitution provides that the power of government rests in the people, and it's your duty to see that that power stays there. In order to exercise that power, it's your duty to be registered and to vote on election day. And when you don't do that, you're not doing your duty. And when you get bad government, you have nobody to blame for that but yourselves. Now do this for your own benefit, for the welfare of the nation, and for the welfare of the world. Go to the polls on November the 4th and vote for Sparkman and Stevenson, and the country will be safe for another 4 years. Thank you. Well, I was just going to say to you, if you'll be patient with me a little bit,